Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lots of discussion about drugs tonight. The war on drugs, war on marijuana specifically, but also we've gotten into heroin, the supposed gateway drug theory, and more. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. And then if we get the chance, we'll talk about some things the libertarians don't understand, at least according to Raw Story. And is this a new piece, Mark? Because it does sound kind of familiar to me. Check the date on that one. I'm just curious. Also, the war on chalk escalates. All right, good to know. The war on chalk escalates. If we get a chance, we'll cover that too. You can see that story over at freekeen.com. But first, back to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Scott, listening in South Carolina. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, I'm in South Carolina right now, but if I understood Keith correctly, there's a basement available in Des Moines.
You're referring to the guy who is kicking his own daughter out of his house at age 20. Go ahead.
Yes. Great show tonight.
Thanks.
Never been a drug user.
You don't drink?
I do. Yeah, okay.
Okay, you're a hard drug user, Scott. Come on.
Yeah, I'm
just saying.
Habitual. Got a bad habit.
All right, go ahead.
I think.
Sorry, I totally derailed you there. I apologize about that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
First of all, my heart goes out to Carl, and I want to address one thing he said. He said, "Well, I work nights and I was away," and you know, it sounds like he's beating himself up. You know, people are born with individual personalities. And unique personality, so you can't really do that. You might see somebody do something really bad, and you say, "Well, how was that kid raised?" And you find out they, you know, had three siblings that are perfectly fine. So,
yeah, that's a good point. You're referring to the caller. I just want to keep recapping here for everybody who's just tuning in right now this hour. You're referring to a call last hour. It's a tragic story of a son, a teenage, early 20s kind of son who fell into the heroin crowd. And obviously a parent is going to look at themselves in a situation like that and say, you know, what could I have done differently? Was I somehow at fault for this? And I think that you're right. I mean, you can raise a child in as best a way as you possibly can, and that doesn't mean that they're not going to rebel against you, right? Like, you can raise them in the most...
family.
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily a rebellion. It was just going another way. Because the rebellion, you could take it personally, like they're rebelling against me. It's not that. It's just I want to pursue something else or try something else. But, I think three of us agree that Prohibition was a dismal failure.
Yeah, it still is.
For alcohol, but specifically.
It's still a dismal failure for everything else they prohibit, too.
But I want to address alcohol specifically in the 18th
sure.
Amendment. I have to defend the process. And I have to defend the 18th Amendment, and this is why. It was a bottom-up, grassroots process. It was not a top-down, Washington decided, some senator had an epiphany or a congressman had a great idea that we should do this and that we should decree upon the land. This was a bottom-up grassroots where, you know, certain groups of citizens persuaded enough of their other citizens to finally, this took a lot of work, a lot of effort. It didn't happen overnight. And it wasn't done by lobbyists. It was done at the grassroots level, and it finally, you know, boiled up and got the required number of states to do it, and it was done that way. Now, eventually, they recognized that, hey, that was a mistake, and they repealed it. But I have to defend the process there.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I see. I see there's value in what you're saying. But my question is that, I mean, really, is it better that, 51% or 65% of America decided that 33% of America couldn't live a certain way? I mean, is that a good thing?
No, not necessarily. But I think I see where he's point. What he's pointing out though is if they had to go through that same process to do that to cannabis, it might not have happened, right?
The way cannabis was made illegal is bull crap. If they could make alcohol illegal, they needed an amendment.
That was top down.
Right.
And I don't like everything is top down. The last 50 years is top down. Somebody decides even the last 30 years, it's lobbyists that are deciding.
Right. I see what you're saying. At least that they were trying to, it seemed at least follow the Constitution, at least the process.
Other citizens and hey,
Even though you could also argue that it was unconstitutional from the get-go because, well, if the whole point of America is to protect your right to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then obviously if I want to pursue happiness by having a drink, then prohibiting me from doing that and then further putting me in a cage if I do it is clearly interfering with my pursuit of happiness.
Agreed. Can I say something about synthetic pot? Get you guys on weekends and then... Unfortunately, we get minor league baseball that interferes with the show.
It's radio, but thanks. I'm glad we're still on in Charleston anyway. Call the program director of the station and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live.
Why do people smoke this synthetic or bath salts and all this other stuff?
Because it's there.
I have an answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
I read it. It's not my original thought.
Okay.
There's a lot of people involved in drug court. People want to get high. They want to smoke pot.
Yeah, they do.
They want to smoke the leafy green stuff, which, I'm not a smoker. But they can't because they're in drug court or they're on probation.
Right.
Or they're subject to urinalysis at work. So they want to smoke something that won't show up in their urine. And they're smoking this stupid, crazy crap.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you want to bite someone's face off.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's definitely some crazy stuff. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I think you're right. I mean, your speculation is correct. The reason why the synthetic drugs are so popular is because they're there and they're available and because the other drugs are illegal. And so the manufacturers came up with the various different chemical variants on...
They're not subject to urinalysis that won't be detected.
Right, and they're also not illegal, or at least some of them have now been made illegal, but then they can just go ahead and tweak the chemical structure and make another version of it and put that one out there until that one gets
And they're not safe.
Illegal. Yeah, and they're definitely pretty dangerous. Sure, quick.
Have you guys covered that 19-year-old from Indiana who had sex with a 14-year-old girl from Michigan?
No.
Yeah, actually, we did cover that story.
We did?
You did?
Was I on the show?
Go ahead.
Recent?
You can remind us, but I believe that I remember the story. Go ahead.
I just thought the judge's parole or probation conditions were ridiculous.
This is the one that the judge that sentenced the guy for the hookup culture.
Yeah, the hot or not, no internet for 5 years.
Yeah.
it's just ridiculous in this moment.
Wow.
Sex offender registry for 25 years.
Yeah, the mother of the 14-year-old, said what happened, told what happened. The girl duped him.
She made it look like she was older.
Yep, the girl duped him, and the mother's like, please don't give him this sentence. Please don't.
Jeez.
But the judge is like, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get you for this hookup culture. Hookup culture is disgusting. Wham, wham, wham. And, just obliterated.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate the call. Good thoughts here tonight. You must have covered that when I was off the show, Mark. That doesn't ring a bell to me at all.
Okay. Well, that's the story.
All right. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The synthetic drugs are, a lot of them are really kind of scary things. And as I was pointing out with Dr. Ed Gogek earlier in the show tonight, who is a prohibitionist we had on in hour number one, these synthetic drugs probably would not exist if it weren't for drug prohibition. Because if it weren't illegal to acquire cannabis or MDMA or cocaine, then people would use those drugs instead. Because they're the real McCoy. They're the ones that the people who are using the synthetic drugs would prefer to use. But they can't for the various reasons that the caller suggested. And, of course, now the government's answer is to ban the synthetics, which isn't going to solve the problem either.
Don't forget the government's answer of guarding the poppy fields over in Afghanistan. You can go Google pictures of U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields. Those poppies are being used to create heroin.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments. We have got time for you. More on the way. Also, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition continuing here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, Skype into the show, and you'll sound pretty darn good when you do it. Skype username's lrn.fm. I'm grateful for all of our Skype calls tonight. We've had quite a few. And there's still a couple more to go here. Plus, plenty of room on the phones. 855-453. If you're online, you really need to protect yourself. Your own internet service provider is likely logging the websites you visit, the search terms you enter, criminals sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. That's a possibility, too. But those things are not possible when you have ProXPN, because ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your data connection. And that means that there will be no prying and spying after you get connected to ProXPN. You can do it for free. Just go and download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, as well as Linux. Get set up, get connected. You are good to go. Then when you're ready to upgrade to get their premium account with unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, ProXPN will get you that package for 50% off the regular monthly price. You buy their annual account with code FTL50, breaks the price down to around $5 per month, and that's good for the lifetime of your account. Code FTL50, like Free Talk Live and 50. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. ProXPN.com/FTL with promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We go back to the phones and the fun. Armed Truth is on the line via Skype in Southern California. Go ahead, Armed Truth.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. You know, everybody's talking about drugs and everything tonight.
Yes.
But about the drug war and how it basically is perpetuating the drug usage going on. I used drugs and sold drugs, prescription drugs mainly, for a long time. Mm. But it's just getting worse now with the doctors prescribing. I know I have friends painkillers so easily, primarily opiate painkillers, then stopping, and then they turn and they keep using because the withdrawals and they're addicted and turn to heroin, begin to use heroin after that. And I have friends who've gotten in trouble for using heroin and doing bad things, you know, using it, getting caught with the police and everything. And then instead of getting them help, which, you know, the reason they're using heroin is because a doctor was giving them opiates,
yep,
and stopped, they, instead of, you know, going to treatment and helping, they throw them in jail, which, and I have friend, multiple friends who it's basically ruined their lives. They had careers and jobs and
Oh, yeah.
Was lost. But if they was supposed to, if it was legalized and monitored, A, they probably would have never even ended up down that road. But at least then I feel like if you get caught with just drugs, nonviolent, you didn't hurt anybody, and you have drugs, and C, instead of going to jail to help them, to get them off it, because I know the example you guys used earlier about the crack addict and the meth addict who were given the choice of, you know, $20 or using pure crack. I could see with crack how they would not choose to use it, but the problem, my big issue is primarily with opiates, is that you have to have it because when you wake up in the morning and you don't have it, you can't function. You can't, you're throwing up, you can't move.
No, I see what you're saying. What you're pointing out is that heroin is a physically addictive, seriously addictive drug, and in withdrawals,
it's pretty much undeniably the most destructive drug. When you sort of, you know, lay them all out on the table and look at what their reaction.
No, I'll give you that. But what the study showed that you're referring to with the hospital environment and the crack and the meth users was that it's the incentives that drive the abuse. And so it's likely that those heroin users started using heroin not because their life was great, but they started to abuse that drug because that's how they were handling their problems.
With better incentives and perhaps a methadone regimen, those people could get off.
Yeah, and methadone's good. Suboxone is what I used. Mm-hmm. That was very good as well, but you have to use that in a controlled way because the withdrawals from Suboxone are 10 times worse than heroin, but it does help in the short term. I got clean voluntarily. I couldn't take it anymore. But yeah, I just think that that's what needs to be done. You send people into the jails and the prison systems, and it just perpetuates it because, especially if people are using it because they're depressed or they hate their life, and you put them in jail, and then it's hard to get a job. You basically screw them, and they say, well, you know, F it. I'm going to just keep using
it. Get high. Time to get high. Got nothing to live for at this point. Can't get a job. Keep getting back in on violation of probation. Why bother doing anything else? Yeah, you're totally absolutely right about that. Thank you, Armed Truth. Appreciate it. And Armed Truth there on Skype. You can join us there as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got Steve on the line. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
Whoa, you are way too loud, Steve. You're going to have to back way off that microphone, and I don't even know if that's going to fix your problem.
Is it better?
Maybe. Try again.
How's this?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll work with you, see if we can iron out whatever the difficulties are that you're having. Quick recommendation for Skype. So with the Skype, we don't have a call screener here. It's us in the studio. We literally are just answering calls on Skype and putting them on the air.
I don't think any other show takes Skype calls, though.
I don't know. Maybe somebody out there does.
I haven't heard anyone do it.
So we're just putting the calls on the air. Please, we don't have time to screen everybody on Skype. Usually what we'll do for screening is just type in, hey, what do you want to talk about? You know, where are you calling from? What do you want to talk about? And we don't actually check the audio quality. We should. We probably really should check the audio quality on everybody. But literally, it's me and Mark here in the studio, and we're sort of doing the job of producing and doing a radio show at the same time. So do us a favor. If you're going to call on Skype, Skype has this handy feature called the Echo Test Service. Go ahead and install Skype, get it, you know, configured, and then run a check by calling the Echo Test Service. Then Skype will say, like, ding, hello, this is Skype. Talk to me or whatever, and then you say things, and then after 20 seconds or something, it stops the recording and plays that back to you so you can hear what you sound like to the person on the other end. Whether you're calling us or you're just going to call your friend or whoever it is you call on Skype, it's good to sound good. So take the time and jump through that process. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to discuss the war on drugs, which, you know, the insanity continues on that front and will... I don't know if it's going to continue through our entire lives. I sure hope that it comes to an end. I sure hope that we can have some sort of a mass awakening on this issue where people can somehow find compassion and they can put aside their fears. Because the doctor that we had on in the first hour of the show was definitely trying to use fear to sell the idea of continued prohibition. My God, the teenagers! Teenagers might use marijuana more if we have legalized pot, even though there's evidence that shows that they won't. He claims he has evidence that shows that they do. So everybody's got their evidence.
It makes more sense to me. I mean, I've always been, use it?
Yeah,
I've always been surprised at the evidence that says
why?
That
it takes away the forbidden fruit aspect.
Now, I'm just surprised at it, Ian. You know, my experience would have been that, frankly, I'd have to say that marijuana use in teenagers is probably superior to alcohol use, that there's probably fewer... psychosis-related marijuana incidences than there are, alcohol-related deaths in teenagers.
Yeah, so, yeah, for sure.
So if you were to weigh them one or the other, then it would seem to me that would still be superior. But I'm just surprised when I see these studies, and they seem to be all over the place. They certainly show a relationship to marijuana legalization and crime, too, in California. There's another study. Studies all over the place in this.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. It's Free Talk Live.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Lots of people availing themselves of the Skype tonight. We can talk about the war on chalk coming up, if we get the chance. And things libertarians don't understand. There are apparently seven things on that list. There is no way, even if we started it an hour ago, that we'd finish all seven. That's one of the things. We should probably start that at the beginning of a show. So maybe we'll get to some of that, or we'll continue it tomorrow. Either way, we do this show seven nights a week. By the way, we're live. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. So please do that. And you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country and more satellite signals around the world, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's it. You get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, the amp-only Facebook group, and more. Go and get signed up and help us get on more stations to introduce more people to the ideas of liberty, because there just aren't any shows on the talk radio world scene talking about ending the war on drugs. Are there? Are there any other shows out there doing this?
Yeah, they probably touch on it, but, you know, there's some people out there, right?
Are there, really? Who are the syndicated hosts?
The war on drugs?
Who are the syndicated hosts arguing for the end of the war on drugs, besides Michael Dean of the Freedom Fiends?
Probably marijuana prohibition, certainly. There's somebody out there that's arguing for that, right?
Yeah, maybe like Larry Elder or something like that. I've heard he's got a new show.
I don't know. I mean, I got nothing for you.
Nobody's got. I mean, you're gonna.
Neil Bortz did.
He's not on the air anymore.
No, he's not.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We continue here. We're gonna give Steve another shot. I checked him during the news break there. Steve in wherever the heck you are, Omaha. Steve, are you with us?
I am. Do I sound okay?
Yes. Excellent. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ian, Mark. Both of you are inspirations to me and all you guys up in Kingdom, New Hampshire. I plan to join at some point. I'm going to visit in the next couple years.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
Well, you can join right now if you want the Free State Project. You're referring to the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-minded people all to the same place. Free State Project's official move doesn't begin until they reach that 20,000 signer number. And then there's a five-year window of time in which those 20,000 have to move. So if it's your intention to join the Free State Project at some point in the future, just go ahead and join ASAP. That way we can get one person closer to 20,000, unless it's not yet your intention you want to visit first.
I do, but I'm pretty convinced, and you're probably right, I probably should sign up. But, you know, what I wanted to bring up was I recently turned 30 years old, and Ian and Mark... Thank you. Ian and Mark, both
congratulations on survival.
Yeah, right? That's one thing to be grateful for. And one thing you guys have helped me with is my perspective on education. I've been in college for way too long now. But turning 30, I was like, you know, what do I really want to do? What do I want to be known for? And something that came to my mind is I've always been, you know, I'm glad Mark was able to make it because I feel like maybe Mark and I are kind of the sci-fi geeks, maybe kind of outer spacey. And I've always been an outer space enthusiast. And so I started looking into it. I've done some calculus. I've completed some chemistry. And I looked into it. And I looked into some things. Are either one of you familiar with SpaceX?
Yes, sure. That's the independent program that funded the rocket launch into orbit, right? Like the private rocket.
They just recently had a mishap.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Elon Musk, alleged libertarian, runs it, and he has been successful in reducing the budget of the NASA launches astronomically himself in such terms. But it can be done. I'm convinced it can be done for even less. There was a Vice video article, magazine article, on a company called Copenhagen Suborbitals. I don't know. Does that ring a bell for either of you guys?
I haven't seen that, no.
Okay, well, basically, they were looking to send their claim. One of the guys, there are two Danish guys. One of them was a metallurgist, or is a metallurgist, and the other guy was a NASA engineer. And they were pretty sure that they could send a rocket into low Earth orbit with a human being on board for about $60,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and I looked into it, and I think this is very feasible. And, you know, like, this is what I think I kind of want to do, you know, with my life, the kind of a purpose. And it's something that I think I might be able to help bring to liberty. You know, I think there's, like, this technology and science enthusiasm in the liberty movement. Do you guys agree?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of geeks in the liberty movement, absolutely. But what is your vision exactly, to launch a rocket? To do what? Take tourists up? Or what are you looking at doing here?
Well, to be honest...
because Richard Branson's already planning to do that, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't compete with him, but he's got a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the truth. Looking at it, I guess I tend to be... I like to be cautious in my mentality towards what can we use technology for? What can we use high technology for? And something that is always present out there are these natural threats. I remember Mark talking to a caller one time. Mark was talking to a caller about global warming, and Mark said, well, you know, a volcano, a good-sized volcano will go off, and we get the exact same effect as what climate change, you know, alleges. And the same is true of some of sort of astronomical cosmological threats. Things like near-Earth objects, I know that's kind of a different term, or potentially hazardous asteroids. But I think this is something that liberty people, I propose, could do and could encounter, interdict. It's something I think that...
Wait, just to clarify, yeah. You're saying you would try to interdict on an asteroid coming towards Earth by, like, blasting a rocket at it or something?
Something like that. There are many different ways. There are many different perspectives, methods on what to do about these threats. I think it can be done for a very affordable price, for a price that's far less than what NASA likes to project. And I also think it can be done, if the priorities are right. And the priorities are kind of right now. If you look at the market, the way that NASA does, it's weird because all those tax dollars go to NASA and then NASA decides what the priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, I like to think that libertarians have their heads on a little bit straighter and that they know what the priorities are a little bit more clearly, that they process that a little bit more clearly. And so what I want to do is I went ahead and I've set up a website and I've set up a Facebook group. The website is just all one word. There's no www. There's no www. All you have to do is go into that address bar and type in libertyspaceinterest.com.
You can't put a space in the URL.
Oh, right.
Oh, you mean the word space. Sorry. Okay, Liberty Space what?
Interest.
Interest.
.com. Just put that into the address bar. It takes you a very simple web page. But my goal is, I'm glad all these callers are here tonight because it sounds like people are listening. And my goal is to get a survey, some kind of idea. Anyone that's out there in the libertarian community, the liberty movement, that's interested in this kind of thing, I think home students would make a great homeschooled students, private school students would make a great asset to this kind of thing, but any enthusiasts, any professionals that are interested.
So is the idea to have people who like space stuff sort of get on board and rally behind the cause of your vision? Is that what you're looking for?
I want to go live on one of these near-Earth objects. I mean, like, get me away from these people. Let's set up an atmosphere on one of these things, and then we don't have to, Earth's going to have a heck of a time, putting its government on that one of these near-Earth objects.
Not talking about colonizing something. He's talking about shooting down asteroids
or
whatever.
That's something that there might be a demand for, but so far we haven't been hit by one of these objects.
Yeah, it'll be that's going to be a tough one to test the system on, right? It may be too late if you fail at it. Oh, it's an interesting concept, Steve. Good luck with it, and thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. So there you go.
I want to go to 433 Eros.
By the way, I would have given the feedback with him on the line, but we're short on time here. We're continuing with one more segment. When you're making a website, don't put white text on a yellow background. Just, I don't know about you, but it doesn't look good. 855, 453, it's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here in these remaining moments of this, the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. We just got off the line with Steve, who is in Omaha. He's got a vision for space exploration, or I guess not really just exploration, but shooting down threats to the Earth. Mark, you were saying you're not really too concerned about it.
I'm not concerned with near-Earth objects, but I think that there are people that are concerned about them.
Yeah, so there might be a way to fund a project of his vision, perhaps.
I suppose. I mean, I don't know.
Well, as libertarians, they don't have a bunch of money. So you probably, you know, your best bet as far as, like, raising money for space-related projects is to go wider than libertarianism. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The libertarian market is so limited. There just really aren't that many libertarians out there, period. And of them who, you know, do exist, there are very few who have any disposable income whatsoever to be able to fund anything to any significant extent. That's been my experience. I mean, maybe we just know the wrong people, Mark, but that's just my experience.
So I had previously said that I was interested in sort of colonization of near-Earth objects, you know, like Eros 4. I think it's 433 Eros is what it's called. Another one's called 1036 Ganymede.
Are these just space rocks?
Basically space rocks.
Okay.
And from what I can tell, nothing on them of any import. Surely there's an asteroid out there that is of some import, but, you know, these are just rocks. But one thing that I keep on getting drawn back to every time I get excited about a near-Earth object, you know what we need? We need basically a natural Death Star. If we could just have this rock, then we'd be able to move it around and stuff. It'd be awesome. I love the idea. But the fact is that the world's oceans are less explored than outer space.
Ooh.
Outer space has a siren song that draws people right now, but
yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you know, you could, I mean, It'd be a heck of a lot easier to create your own little city out on the water with resources, right? Like, you know, here's an idea. If you had a catamaran upon which your family lived and you decided, oh, I don't know, this, let's call it a 40 or 50-foot catamaran. Let's go 50 feet. Be nice and safe. 50-foot catamaran, what are we talking about here? $300,000, $400,000 to purchase one used. And if you spent a couple hundred bucks on fishing equipment, there you've got free food for a long time. Right? You go out in space, no free food. There's no algae to buy, no algae to fish out of the water that you could eat.
That space ice cream is going to get real tiring after a while.
You had to pay to bring it with you, too.
Yeah.
And, right, like sails, they provide free locomotion. No free locomotion in space. This is one of the reasons I, like, every time I get excited about space, I back off.
But when you say the oceans are unexplored, you mean underwater, right?
It's like true, underwater. But, I mean, honestly, think about how big the South Pacific is.
Mm-hmm.
It's gigantic. And the governments aren't coming out there to bother people. If you wanted to create your own little libertarian colony, you really could do it out in the South.
Didn't they try that once and the King of Tonga showed up with a gunboat or something like
Minerva,
that?
Minerva, yeah, but the Republic of Minerva, you can go look that up. But I would recommend something that floats. That way when the guy, the King of Tonga shows up with his gunboat, you say, okay, bye-bye, and you leave.
Or maybe he says, get off that boat, it's mine now.
Well, when was the last time somebody said that?
Because he's the government. He can do whatever he wants. Maybe he likes your boat.
Okay.
Maybe
he wants it. When do they do
that?
He's
a king.
I get
a real king.
No, he's not a real king. The United States is the biggest
he's
government
a king
around.
With a gunboat. You don't have that, buddy.
Oh, I see. You're talking about me being King Mark the First. Indeed. As king, I choose not to, to aim any guns at anybody. All my subjects willingly sign up on board. No,
sorry,
what I'm saying
brought you back to that.
You haven't said
it yet tonight.
What I'm saying is that you probably can create even a floating landing craft for airplane. There's seaplanes that could service this area. It makes a lot more sense to create seasteads than it does to make space steads.
It certainly would be cheaper. Yeah. That's for darn sure. Let's go to Howard. He's in Philly on Skype. Hello, Howard.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks
Welcome.
For taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to make some comments about what people callers earlier were saying about addiction and stuff. I can see a point, like, where the gentleman who has a daughter that he finds is being lazy and not motivated, and she's just sitting around smoking weed, that he might have made the right decision to make her life a little harder, bring her bottom up, and get her off her ass to work, because...
By bottom, you mean this is an addict's term for, when things get bad. So a bottom is, when a situation where the addict strikes reality, and it's an unpleasant reality.
Right, where they have to face their life, that they either they motivate themselves and start doing what they have to live, or
it's
they
tough love.
Don't live anymore. Yeah,
tough love.
I know your experiences, Mark, you've been through your own stuff with in a much harsher way with prison, but you turn your life around. But addiction is a tough thing, you know. It's like I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, really, because I've struggled with my whole life. Like, I started smoking pot when I was in fifth grade. And the first time I smoked it a few times before, and it never affected me. But the first time I got high, I, like, dropped to my knees like a native, like, on an island, and I was bound to a god. Like, I love getting high. That is what I, a thing about me, like, I just like to escape reality. So, am I a bad person? No. I mean, I'm a good guy. I mean, I don't hurt people, but that's something about me. I like to escape, and I think more people should be more understanding. Like, I can see that addiction and a person that isn't living up to their responsibilities is not good, but, you know, people keep it hidden. There are so many people who rely on chemicals just to get through their daily lives. Like,
sure.
Caffeine is a chemical.
It's huge addiction.
You know?
It's huge.
It's a stigma. Like, so to just, like, to say, oh, he's a crackhead or she's a junkie, or to discredit them, it really bothers me, because, like, if somebody says, oh, she's a crack whore, that's somebody's mother. You know, that might be your brother or your sister. People have problems, so... I really don't like it when, like, people discount others just to say that they're an addict and they're useless, because it's not. People have problems, you know. Depression is like, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Like, people who are trying to raise families who are struggling with depression, like, they don't wish it on themselves, but it's an issue they have. Like,
Howard, thank you, man. I appreciate you calling the thoughts tonight, as always. Skype username there, lrn.fm.
One of the first things I think of when somebody talks about somebody having an addiction to drugs is the level of trust that I'm willing to put in that person. When somebody has an addiction, I'm thinking of crack, crank, heroin. My concern is you know, not their, you know, what their value is as an individual. My concern is because I think they have value. Those people have value. My concern is that will they tell lies and are they trustworthy? Because oftentimes they're bound so deeply to that addiction, you just can't trust them. And, the times that I've chosen to trust addicts, I've often been, I've been sad that I have.
Yeah, they will certainly disappoint you.
They'll disappoint themselves.
Yeah.
If they're willing to disappoint themselves, then what about me? You know, I'm down on the list of people that they, want to achieve things for. We had a good friend who worked at the radio station who threw away, you know, a great career as a program director for an oldies station. And
he got addicted to, God, what was it?
I think it was crack.
That's right.
But whatever it was, it doesn't really matter what it is. All these things, have similar results. And, you know, last I heard, he was bagging groceries. It's sad. It didn't need to be that way.
All right. So tomorrow, we definitely want to talk about the, this list of things libertarians don't
understand.
What
about your war on chalk?
The war on chalk.
Can you squeeze that in?
Yeah. So freekeen.com, you can go and see the video of the chalk removal process. What happened was there's a local guy here, Ed, who is a liberty-friendly guy. He was working at actually the Republican booth at the county fair. He decided to do something nice, and he chalked some hopscotch squares out in front of their booth. And sure enough, kids and adults alike were utilizing the squares as they were walking around the county fair. He came and told us about it. And of course, I had some chalk in my trunk, so I went out and got some. And Derek J. chalked some hopscotch squares out in front of our place. And 20 minutes later, the park administrator came by and told Derek J. that he needed to remove it. And then ultimately, you know, I went and I talked to another person at the park, and that person said, well, it's fine with me. I think it's a great idea to have kids doing hopscotch. But this other lady comes back, and the really tough part about this, and maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow, was hard for me because the lady who was enforcing this on us, who ultimately made us remove it and then came to remove it more herself, gets along with me. Like, her and I have had a great relationship until this moment when she became this sort of power-hungry bureaucrat almost. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.